we're hoping to finalize that very soon. We've mentioned that the medical machine and the medium structure of the camera for sure that we're able to finalize that within the next 2 months. Just to indicate what all of those have been mechanical. The National Safety Department of Justice, the National Prosecuting Authority, and the legal aid for both of their role measures in terms of the legal aid for the crime. Remember here that both the individuals that are offered safety is qualified. That's your safety learning, your stable advisory, your aid of strength, your class of support. This is a whole range of, as well as the United States Court, those that are in the and then here finally from outside the case cases, another one that's due by January 2018. I have a decision today that was being completed and the negotiations will start in 2018, first communication in January 2018. The other professionals, we started report, so that's ongoing, and not updated for March 2008 the ongoing report. Allowance, the advanced commitment and compensation allowances, we're looking at post-retirement medical benefits. This is of major concern to us, and we need to settle as soon as possible. Just for background information, with the introduction of GEM and the revised medical subsidy that we provide to public servants, remember, one of the elements is that all employees are very able one to five. We provide them with three medical covers on GEM, just like our office. The problem is that individual retires, then the individual who works to the old system where there's a contribution to the maximum that they will subsidize is 2014. And it creates a financial burden on the individual from the time. So we're looking at that issue around post-time medical and how we can align with the current situation. And also taking into account change. I remember doing a presentation also to the portfolio committee on some of the issues that we've had problems with in the past, and one of them was the special leave payment. We have a range of special leave in the public service. At the moment we run, if you look at the hotel information, between 60 to 100 different types of special leave. Each department has its own policy of special leave, and it's very serious. What happens is the public servants pick up a special leave policy in a department that benefits individuals, and they keep the money in the public office. So the idea was to create a centralized leave policy framework, which would enable departments to then implement that going forward. So we're currently working on those issues with this massive cost implication, and we hope to take it forward to the revised foreign service dispensation, which is part of the work we're currently doing. Remember, this provides for all our officials that have been deployed to foreign missions. We pay them a special allowance for the period in which they are deployed to foreign missions. It is making this environment, and this is part of that revision process. We've completed the research and the proposal of the finance department for the year. They are one of the concerns that we have the DPSA currently working with finalized. We hope to have that policy finalized at several seven with implementation on January 2008. Linked to this to some extent is the special daily round policy protocol, which we also regularly update. These are for normal officials who travel internationally, who both travel for other responses. The issue around the job evaluation system. Before I go into the work there, I just want to point out, when we did the, as part of the personal expenditure review, we did do a comprehensive evaluation of the HR evaluation. And a number of things that said that we went through that process. And some of them were one that the job evaluation system is great without it. In the sense that it was put in place in 1996, factors, costing, all of those factors, where had they not been updated, and were not updated. So the figures, the responsibility, the social work, area of responsibility, all designing and updating the power cell generation, you need an evaluation system in the cell. You need to have some sort of benchmark to ensure the equal value to work, so pay to equal pay to work with equal value against the that's the work we want to do. We also want to do an assessment of part of the sources. Is there a need to introduce a new sort of evaluation process that will address certain gaps, whether it's in the manager, whether it's professional, whether it's once we have all of that, and I think in our remuneration policy, we have suggested very clearly that the outcome of job evaluation must be essentially determined. And that's what we need for remuneration policy. If it's adopted by cabinet, then I'm sure we need to confirm what we have to do in terms of policy. I just want to make another point going back to this. On the OSD, the occupational specific presentation, remember when you use your own calculation, then you go to the hospital and market the data practice and other things. Once that company dispensation is approved, then that is then simply mentioned that it is occupation. If the education minister of education will issue regulation, if it's out or operational services or any of the other sectors that are ministers of public services and administration will issue the regulation. What simply means you cannot then go and do a separate job evaluation for that job and change the salary. So if you look at in terms of the macro benefits and the right. analysis from the PER that we needed to do. We've included all of these aspects in Resolution 1 of 2007, and we've now concluded Resolution 1 of 2007. We've got a demand determination on medical assistance, where we can increase medical assistance to public servants. It's now planned for 2020 going to the month. We've completed the legal absence, the housing provisions have been amended. We now pay $500 a month for housing allowance to all public servants for this month. And we've now put in place a new determination for working time. And we've implemented the social account, the implementation of patient and resource structure. So we've now met all of those requirements to each of the determinations that they are in place. The one area that is of serious concern for us that we want to address and we find a great difficulty in terms of the relationship with the EPA. To do most of the work is the identification mechanism to address cost issues and education. We have some that we started work on and shared with you the one from the NSF, the non-tax report. We implemented that, although there's some changes in the we implemented for the previous and disadvantaged general assistance, that's been implemented. The question is now, we have got 5 or 6 more outstanding groups. We need to do the costing for those who need to do that. Public servants of the past who are implicated will be able to gain as much attention as they do. And it's an area we want to focus on. The issue that is also raised is the revolving door policy. The key intention of the revolving door policy is to create a relationship between ourselves as government, the academia on one side and the private sector on the other. So it's a three-way relationship that we want to create. And the policy and procedure document that we're currently working on will allow or enable that movement for public servants to move into academic environment and do research and learn and grow knowledge, and allow the academic to come into the public service to also share, grow, and transfer skills into the public service. Same relationship with the industry, and the final area we want to look at is also the area of connection. To allow senior public service at the SMS level, after a period of time in the public service, to allow them to a period to do something else for a period of time and allow them to come back into the public service. And that policy is going to be first up. Then finally, chair from my side, is the cost benefit analysis for the single public service. The idea here is to ensure that when we are ready to implement the single public service, we have to make the indication of what the cost is going to be to implement the public service. And in this regard, we issued the tender, and we're hoping by March 2008 to have a final report that gives us a very clear indication. The intention here is to come up with a set of proposals, and each of those proposals to be up so that we can take an informed decision as to the route we should be going in determining the uniform terms of the employment or determining how that set of terms of Chair, then, if I look at negotiations with the labor relations very quickly, there were some questions that the committee had posed to us and I want to respond to. We've also written them up, we can share it necessary. The first question is, will the amendments to the Public Service Act address some of the challenges with regard to collective bargaining, future collective bargaining in particular? And also hopefully address the donor salary negotiation process. So the first point is the amendment to the Public Service Act does not cover the collective bargaining process. The bargaining is covered in terms of the Labor Relations Act and we operate in terms of the Labor Relations Act and the Constitution of the Council and the processes that define the education of the Council. So the Public Service Act is more taken to clarity and degree. The timing could be a could we have been proactive or could we have managed to minimize the public participation during the parliament process? Another difficult one, maybe I'm do you think we need to indicate that the right is trying to check the money? At the end of the day, no legislation is going to prevent us from preventing employees from working. Secondly, we cannot limit the right to strike to policy. We can do it though through good policy. We can have a meeting which limits the right to strike, provided we do something to strike, and that's possible through an agreement process. We tried to broaden some of these issues to the minimum services, to the essentials of the I'm sure you're aware of the homestead application, which we want to pass to, in the sense where the ruling ranges from a certain category of employees cannot go on strike, but the vast majority can go on strike. We even lost the ruling during the industrial action in the private employee services, but the court ruled that all your non-corporation, in other words, those employed in terms of the public service act provision, can go on strike. Only those that are uniformed are now going on strike. The initial ruling says all of them are equal to the so all of those issues this day are all in terms of the strike action, and I'm just pointing out that legally, I can't say they are minimized to law right to strike. Individual strike and union strike. But, Chair, I think at some stage we need to present to you a comprehensive report on the salary negotiation process as well as the outcome of that, as well as some of the analysis. We've done that work in the individual context. The issues around the conduct during the transaction, one of the things we found very, very disturbing during the transaction was the behavior of our workers. I mean, that was the first time in all of the transactions in the past of public service, one of the things we always took for granted was the conduct of public service. It's always been respectful, it's always been non-structured, non-violent, all of them. It's not even realistic to a few days of industrial action. During this time around, we had a large-scale violence, high levels of intimidation across the public service. We also had many public servants in the central services participating in large numbers from the hospital sector, in particular on the health sector. And we found that they never happened in the past as well, which is the first time. And that was after obtaining a court injury, after issuing a court injury, so there was a clear element of the rules and conduct in terms of strike, I mean, we will have to deal with that to make it public service specific, but it needs to be noted that the labor relations act and the schedule for the self-defined guidelines, for example, ticketing and all those things, and then say we need to extend it to the more public service. The success of collective bargaining is also a difficult one. Again, the success of bargaining depends on the attitude and approach by the bargaining partners. It also deals in terms of the level of maturity, level of understanding of the issues. Political environment plays a major role in collective bargaining and the public service sector in particular. So all of those have an impact on what the nation forms in the state. It's also interesting to know that this time of salary negotiation, labor has not moved from their original position to the USP or 5 days of time. I think they moved the first movement from the table in November of 2006. The first date they moved was on the 8th of June, and the site has already gone full scale to UK. That was the first date of movement. So that was, I mean, we're not sure what the faculty was thinking of what we were trying to achieve. I think from our side, it's also extending that there's going to be a great deal of work from our side to start building relationships. Because in the next 2 years, we'll be back in the first place. This is about the design and the again. So we need to ensure we can build those relationships so that we can do and for things without having to send you over to the we need to ensure that you can narrow down the issues. Hopefully for 2009 we will only deal with salary and And finally, from my side on this issue, the post-carbon day, the Minister for Public Service and Administration has embarked on a project to start building this relationship with him and to enable us to prepare for the next round of the proposal. The Minister has met the President and General Secretary of Public Service Union to discuss the management of the function of the Union and the approach to minimize the punishment of use of contact. Union binding rules during strike action. The Minister has made it during that period to discuss this and to make subsequent events. The Minister has made a few announcements. Mr. Holbrook has met with the Union to start building and to use it in the fall and hopefully we'll be able to manage our future. There are a number of other things that will be here to make a decision for to help us learn from this experience and hopefully.
So that he's able to put money out. also on
one of the things we look forward to from strongly is the public sector summit as a vehicle to involve the public service and labor together to start debating as to what do we want to see the nation for, what the public service is for, and what is our contribution growth from employees and our clients and our employees. And we've done the labor commitment to transform the public service to improve the life of people and performance. And in that debate around the public service summit, we're hoping that we can emerge with some sort of contribution to the labor. The issues around the political feeling, one of the things that we found quite disturbing and something we need to dig deeper into and we realize we need to do is yes, people have been political motivation for themselves. But to sustain it for our own life, outside of the intimidation and the harassment that we're taking. They want them to take a deep feeling of repentance from individual low-level employees to school teachers. And we need to get to the what they do, what is their connection to the country. We know all of those issues. In fact, we need to take DPSA to the folks of commissioning a protection service and the folks to give us some answers to the people who see, both from an employee perspective, from the public perspective, as well as from the perspective. That will all be able to give us some lessons to be learned so that we can go.
Okay. And
by the way, I don't have any perspective on service of others in the public sector. Now, there was a rule, no work for pay. Then I overheard the economist one morning on an agency. The government score more out of the long contract than it needs. And so for that solution, I don't want necessarily to ask questions. I will comment and have our colleagues elaborate on some of these things. I just want to make an observation that part of the problem, particularly relating to the more children's relationship, was the long speaking relationship. Here is that the negotiation has been dragging on for something like 6 to 8 months. Our colleagues could explain what could have been of them, which would have resulted in the negotiation taking such a long time. To the extent that all of us were reaching, the time period. In the public service, one negotiation dragged towards June and particular legislation, the public would begin to say about the commission, about bullying and so on. Why drag the negotiation to what was the end phase? Of course, part of the answer could be, the question of insect management, what was that? But, of course, our colleagues will explain. The second issue which I would like to comment on is about whether it is possible to prepare the actual wage negotiation from the rest of the other benefits, your medical aid, your housing, allowances, and think that at the end of the day, anything that talks about human innovation is about the quantum rich field. But perhaps it could, you could remove some of those elements from the equation, which is because it seems to me it is the wage negotiation, the percentage talk that leads to tension and strike action. Just one thing of resolve the other thing, the other village, and you can see the issue could by that time have been cleared up such that agreement is consensus is much more possible than that is one of these issues where you know, anyone remarking about this killing of the president, which might have caused, you know, the breaking up out of the stagnation. To what extent could be the stagnation of wage increases in the public sector be one of the reasons why there are these killings of the president? Particularly, we are talking about the low level teachers, level 1-8 in the general public service, not really getting wage increases that are contemporary with the, you know, the demanding standard of living, increases in transport costs, education, and so on and so on and so on. Who would you comment on those things? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
very now. It demands you. If you have a serious desire to achieve, you know, objective that a concept of the intent of the family, of the people giving them from. What for professional development, you need a system that is context specific. But contrary, I have to believe it must be universal, the criteria. Now if you want a single improvement that seems to achieve, you know, purposely, I mean purposely who's required in terms of the improvement, I know the same, you have the problem. And you see this has not been added for good things. Now, from this combination, why then do you think in the process to the current system, what do you have to do? Why then, what is the problem? What do you like to do? Improve. It is a system that you see all the systems of the manner in which the system has been conceptualized to achieve, you know, technologies which are very good in mind. That certain things from which you put in place should be implemented in
a set of three categories that I want to do. The first one does not relate to the public sector strike. It relates to the other area part of the report. I want to put a few observations and one question and then the committee. The issue of the I is going to assist us in this phenomenon which was articulated this morning as I was trying to hear from listening to one public senator is in the health sector in favor and because a union boss of my house was on the radio was a doctor. That you know left and right critiquing the negative the health system, public health system. And with one conversation, actually there was a phenomenon in South Africa where the public servants in the health sector themselves do two things. One is they subsidize the private sector, health sector, because all of them are in the medical industry, etc. Where they are sick, they don't seek care in the system that they work in, the public sector. Together, so they are responsible largely for, you know, enhancing the private health sector. But two, you are saying that, the very same public servants who are in the health sector, public health sector, this issue of moonlighting and trying to deal with what is not succeeded, is you take a public servant who moonlights in the private sector, they are excellent performers. Products they perform very well when they are moonlighting in the private sector. And then when they come after their day off from doing the lead to the public sector, they deliberately lower their performance, etc. They do not perform to the best of their ability that they do when they are rendering service to the private sector. So I don't know when are we going to deal with this phenomenon. Now, is the then trying to solve the issue of the public servants who are in the health sector subsidizing largely the private sector, that in turn becomes more efficient, more professional. In fact, when you serve by the very same public servants, when observed by the public servants, it enhances all the terms of productivity and performance. I don't know what you mean by the, before I go, come to growing the weight here, as you say you intend to do quality talk. Let me just talk about the issue of the job evaluation. I think what a problem with our system operations, growth, development, etc. We don't actually put a system in place built into it and mechanism that would remind that system and everybody else of the need to review periodically of a system we put in place. We have a system of putting systems in place And then this column, 10 years, 7 years down the line, there's 50 place. We have not unfolded this process of monitoring and even periodically reviewing it. Hence, to say that the documentary systems were installed or whatever in 96, and we are only now discovering the technology of that evaluation. So I think whenever we build a system, attached to it, we must attach an automatic periodic evaluation at intervals, and as well as an ongoing monitoring mechanism of the system, so that we don't realize only many years down the line the shortcomings of a system that is being used. I would argue the same thing about the public service in terms of the issues that we send to the region of performance. And in line with the minister trying to talk to the union bosses, I think that's a faulty approach to a certain extent. It will only be passion to add any result. You see, you have to separate issues of worker rights, collective bargaining, from issues of work ethos and work ethics. We don't, whether you are unionized or you are not unionized, we would expect a certain work ethos and ethics from you, and that should not be negotiable. Work, labor, or whatever. We have to derive that from the Constitution, and we have to derive it from life, and derive it from the Public Service Act, and basic conditions of employment, etc. Because once you see every problem in the workplace can be resolved through negotiation or with labor, unionized, related, you are shooting the very things you are trying to do and the very society you are trying to do in the foot. You should be able to say, these are a set of categories of things. And out of that, you must abstract, like you can be saying, issues of performance, of productivity, of work, ethos, etc. Those should not be negotiable. Once you put everything in the basket, you actually do not know what you are doing. You are not going to arrive at any point where you are going to cross anything. So I think we need to go back to the drawing board and to learn from the world and to engage one another as South Africans to single out those things that should actually essentially necessarily universally be issues of negotiations of organized labor, etc. I don't know why sabbatical leave is only anticipated for 2 minutes later. It's like again this phenomenon of where benefits accrue to managers, to those who are in positions of power, etc., etc. I think we have to go and review the issue of sabbatical leave. I was a teacher in the Catholic education system. There was a sabbatical leave system in which if you accrue your days over a period of 3 years, you could go on sabbatical for professional development, because you are indirectly saying that only managers who anyway in terms of our system are very advantage are the ones that are entitled to a space to develop themselves professionally. Whereas actually when you analyze the situation, they're the most less wanted. We remunerate them in such a way that actually they are the least ones who need space to be given space, time and money and space to develop themselves. But all essential things, if you look into the sense of the Public Service Commission report, etc., including some, all the necessary equipping and skilling has been concentrated on the senior management level since the market. Now you still bring in a dispensation that will give them exclusive to the sabbatical issues. A few things about the public sector. We don't do data collection. We don't do analysis of trends in the public sector. We don't monitor the impact of things that we are putting in place. I would submit that the trend of the what we saw in the public sector side, what has been forthcoming in the past year. It's also the new phenomenon that, as you said, the Minister of Public Service and Administration has been vulnerably attacked several times before the year. In terms of the memory that is being, she has been attacked, but she picked up serious momentum. This year, because we have not been addressing issues, watching issues dismay and doing nothing. So I think we have to do important trend analysis and pattern of what has been seen in the public sector and leave them in the bag, not wait until they are out of control. And if you're going to study perception, I think you must go and study perception. And well, we are going to do a perception study. I don't know how far it was taken. I would rather say you must have a go and new behavior patterns. Some of the issues of arriving early at work, leaving on time, productivity levels, and issues of mutual respect between colleagues. And I would strongly submit that those issues should not go to the battle in the center. So your question, I don't think, was any kind of the need to rethink align the negotiation cycle with the budget cycle. I don't know if I got a clear answer in terms of that. You think that one of the lies is that this is aligning. The social economic issues are also issues that should not be allowed to go into the bargaining chambers and the basket of negotiations. I think we have given the labor movement too much anyway. Maybe we are talking to the office, and maybe this is a political discussion that should go to us and the power that we. Because in the third week of the strike, remember, the unions led by Constantine were saying they are looking for it. In fact, they announced that they were going to extend the strike to definitely compensations to address social economic reviews. Then after a few days, they said that they are looking for a legal use on the matter. I think we have given the labor movement too many scopes in which they can address everything and anything. The health issue of the Minister of Health became a bargaining issue. Everything under the sun in South Africa is a bargaining issue. I think we have to protect together with the organized labor to go as honest and honestly talk to one another to say what actually belongs to the table of negotiation and what that comes and where do other things belong to and how should they be resolved. My last question is a homework for the public service state, not related to the students, and I wanted to raise the other. The president had raised to the what is the wisdom of directors, forum of directors general? For cycles, the issue of the structure of the state, I don't know who else is going to address it and to push for its serious attention, if not us here with the public service. Yes, Sydney is addressing 16 things and etc. We are addressing the integration of the system. But we should be saying to because we are phenomenal about us, because we like addressing things in system. I would really ask for us to go and revisit this discussion very honestly and energy and very fast. Whether the state is what is apparatus, is currently structured in the manner in a better way for service delivery for realizing the aspirations that were put in the constitution and then South Africans expect and have in the arrangement, examination of the arrangement, we may find a solution to the these active autonomous delivery. I usually say that the problem with our system at local government services now is when people are not happy with the local council from the councillor, they must take their grievance to the same party, the same body, the same person who is subject to lack of delivery. And for me, it's an anomaly. I think that is one of the structures. There is no independent structure at local level that communities can go to when they are not happy with public delivery. They must go back to those very councillors who have cheated them of quality and public delivery. And when they meet, it's often on a coalition task. It's often with higher grades, with stones being thrown, and it's often often a conflict. So I think in this issue of examining the structure, we may find solutions to such things. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you, sir. Some of the questions that we have for 22. The first one, maybe within this developing operation, I can understand it first. Is that not the job preparation system? The instability that we're talking about when the second this one, that is happening in the project, even though you are talking about the review and the refinement of it, I don't know whether it's the wrong feeling like that. I don't think it can be put out as long as it is not centralized. Whether you have a stringy public service, as long as you have it and it's not centralized, it's still going to create problems. That's my understanding of it. Or it is going to be treated as a separate issue, because if you are not treating that part of the centralization of it, it's still going to experience problems. The next one, Chairperson, is the one of the strikes. The lesson that was learned by the government negotiator, when it happened, when we were supposing it, after I woke up, according to the documents, we went up. When we were giving reasons, and identifying some of the problems that you have identified. When I was doing constant work and the teachers were calling mass meetings, what I picked up as a problem and I realized that something is seriously wrong is you have these people out of negotiation. Before they can have the opportunity to go and call the mass meeting, then you have media statement. What I picked up as a serious problem, I happened to be around a group of teachers that are supposed to attend that meeting. They said, you know, there's a provincial negotiator coming to give you something. But we're not going to make them perform, because we're not going to attend, because after all, you know what it's going to tell us. So why do you go back home to that meeting? Because you are aware. Whether it was a witness on the part of the negotiator, or we allow the media to play a significant role in making sure that it is instability. So I have a serious interest in dealing with this issue that has been raised now. Fact versus a perception. Whether the survey will be able to assist us to check what is it that may be put on the ground to the management. But the last one, if you have part of the negotiation, if the negotiations are going to start tomorrow, given another opportunity, will you say you were going to do as you have done, or there are lessons that you learned that you think you contributed to what has happened? Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
know, we have on the tip of the page discussed some of the challenges of our performance management. And not only can we say great, but just to enable the society to keep clarity around what we have performance related areas. I think one of the issues is what kind of incentives would we have, what kind of rewards would we have for improved performance. And we need to look at the kind of percentages that we could award for excellent performance. Because one of the big differences between salaries in the public and private, or the public service and then the private sector, even the public service and the public sector is around the kind of progress that we are making. Because often when you just look at the basic salaries, they are what they may be doing, but then when it comes to performance reward, they are very, very heavy in the private sector. So I think that's part of it is to look for the amount that could be paid in terms of performance. But I do think there is a broader discussion which we need to have around performance management that is quite attractive. Would need to be linked to the question of the actual reward, the quantum, the magnitude of the reward. Because I think there are serious issues, I'm sure that there's difficult to comment on those, in terms of the implementation of performance management across the board. Just on the issue of sabbatical leave, if I could maybe throw some clarity on that. I think sabbatical leave is a very sort of specialized form of leave, if one could talk about that. And even calling it sabbatical leave can be problematic. Institutional leave within universities, within the tertiary sector, if you like, within the academy, which basically recognizes that in terms of a certain period of service, where people have been devoted to teaching and research, they are now being given the space to go and focus on their research initiatives. I think it's different from study, from virtue team, from other incentives that we would need to offer to public servants across the board. I think certainly the importance of ensuring that we encourage public servants at all levels, professionals and so on, to improve their skills through various forms of study, which would require study different professionals and so on. I think that is fine. But sabbatical leave is a very specific thing. It had originally been mooted or directed channel, and I think what we've done now is said, no, you need to look at the whole of the management echelon. If you look at the single public service code, the current draft code, which we're using from the government, there is a section there, it doesn't really deal with sabbatical, but it deals with encouraging senior managers to go and spend time teaching in universities. So we are looking at the whole question. I think, yes, the question of whether it's to managers and so on is a relevant issue, but I'm just saying that we separate the practical from strategy.
Actually, I do understand the difference between these studies and political directors in a real student sector.
It was not about competition between the two.
It was about the principle you emphasizing that of ensuring that if you award that as benefit, it should not be restricted to financial managers only. I do fully understand the difference between salary and
salary. Okay, well I think that's fine. I think we need to maybe then look at that. It could possibly be offered at other levels. But I think maybe the point is emphasized is that it must be seen think the point about parliamentary analysis is important, because I think a lot of parliamentary analysis tends to focus on certain aspects of both human resource management and service delivery. But I think there is a point that has been raised about it could be trends in the evolution of labor relations, for example. Because what happens in labor relations in the public sector is not completely divorced from what happens in other sectors as well. So I think that kind of trend analysis is probably something we should be engaging in more. But just to indicate on the perception study, we are also doing a more in-depth analytical study of what happened during this period. So then we would use triangulated research methods to try and come up with an analysis of what happened during this last round of negotiations and what you can learn from it in order to improve the way in which we manage things going forward. The issue of the FOTA assignment, it did go in 2005 to cabinet, but then the decision was that certain elements, particularly those pertaining to the campaign organization of the state, would be taken forward to the GMA Council specifically. So some of the issues we have been speaking to are an attempt to look at the optimal configuration of the state. Yeah, I think those are the ones that I would like to be getting continued to be there. Thank you.
Thank you. Need to introduce my team as well, and I apologize for that. But I think the detail is to describe the team. So basically, we need the main part of negotiation, the chief negotiator at the same point. And we are going to set out the strategic direction of the company for the remuneration policy. Chair, if I might get to that as well. The government spoke more than the union did for a long time. I mean, it's difficult to quantify. I think, yes, from a perspective of saying that there's a monetary part of it, the principle of no work, no pay is not. If you're not at work, you're not paid for the few. But remember, the money is still part of the social service. It's not that money that comes through. If it's applied correctly, there is money that's accrued to government. But you then need to look at it in the broader context and say that you still have to catch up with overtime payments. Remember, we've said the comprehensive program for education. And we're now paying them in terms of work that they do. So there's that money that's then paid out. We have to transfer patients to private housing. The state has to now reimburse the private housing for that period of patients. So there's a whole range of costs on either side. But I think from our side, from government, we definitely have to negotiate about the patient for long term. So the long term negotiation on the The long sitting of negotiation, I mean, this is a very difficult the constitution of the council says that you have 30 days in which to deal with that. So you can table an item in the council and 30 days later if you don't reach agreement, you can declare it. Remember, this is a matter of meeting with the public. So if you declare this to 30 days later, you're going to form creation and you're going to most likely end up in that period. From the employer's perspective, we would like to see us engaging as long as possible to ensure that we have an agreement rather than going into disputes. So the timing becomes an issue of how we want to manage it. And the longer you sit around the table, the better you can bring one another to other issues. And in this round of negotiation, that's what we're trying to do. It's not just one another, this is what we want to achieve. This is very important. If you look at what the original demand of labor was, and look at the original position of the employer, what are the final settlements? We're not far from what our original position was. So we make it very clear in the case that we're not yet. We were able to get to that position, but unfortunately, after many times, after many years, of course. Another example that we use is the agreement on gyms, the properties. That agreement there must be a specific observation of whether the employer should take an initiative to declare existence. But we all know to declare existence. The natural outcome of that we need to be ready for it is a possibility of an affair. And do we want to be seen as the one initiating an affair rather than sitting through and trying to find an agreement? So the writing on is within that context of trying to find a resolution. We tried the issue of separating salaries from the employer. We even at one stage saw Labour, and this was just in some of the great bargaining process, at one stage we saw Labour that remove all of the ideas. We'll take all of the burden of developing new cost centers and salary collecting time. We can get stock changes cost, but we get nothing else. And that was unacceptable. We want to cost the same stock changes. And to us, if you put all of those in, it's absolutely correct that you need to look at the proper way to and all these things to contribute to the way in 500 grand a month for public funds and the housing and the major impact on the rich. The increase in the frequency in terms of medical property has an impact on the rich. For us, if you can't see this, say again, what trade is on. What can you trade off for other things? And it's a process that we engage. As I indicated, the difficulty we found on how to look at labor is not willing to engage in negotiations. What do I receive in the service? And I think it's not part of that process.
I agree with you. I think to some extent,
particularly from the education perspective, and in this case, back to 1996, when we find the broad management agreement, the educators did not have any information for students. And as a result, it's a topic in the examination of salary negotiations. And I think this is very, very important. Having said that, remember one of the things we put on the table was the occupational specific labor. I'm not sure for what reason, but part of the difficulty we find in our conversation with employees is that the messages that we take with us in the working environment just isn't close enough to get fully on the ground. And that is a great sense that the moment we walk out of negotiations, all of the unions line up to be accepted. All of those unions are being accepted. Before even confronting with the negative, what we put on the table and what we need for publishing. So all of these people think they're being predetermined to where they want to go. That was part of the difficulties we found ourselves in. I also agree that the market and the media played a role in fighting a club and then trying to mitigate the labor pitch. So first they explained the market in terms of where it should be. And then throughout the end they played a different role in terms of the market. We had media camps at the building every day. If we finished negotiating at 4 o'clock in the morning, the last people to leave the building were the media. Not the negotiators were in my house. The rest of the building would be locked in the media camp. The issue was the estate. So the surprising was stayed out in the public. And that's something I think we need to completely appear to make on. Do we allow the media to be a potential time to deliberate the public? The question around gender has given the answer to public health care. Well, from the inside, maybe it's amazing to keep registered in terms of the Medicare scheme back, and it's often close to the fixed Medicare scheme, but operating some smaller changes. Although we have two options that are linked to public health. So through that process, we're hoping to promote services within the public health system and generate income to improve the quality of the public health system. But the other three options are, again, public health care. So the individual health approach is very much important. The question about moonlighting and public servants. Public servant is another uniform idiomatic phenomenon to nurses not being part of their own system. The
they don't have teachers do not send their children to their own school as well.
They never tried the other way around. They are always tried when they come to fight. But for error in a good piece when they are this time.
Well, that's, I think that's the issue around management again. Is how we manage. You see, manage properly our institutions and ensure the competence and performance in the team, then they can find it difficult to have this relationship. I think the issues around regular updates and in terms of currently working on the IFMA, the Integrated Financial Management System, which includes an internal model to do all of that. One of the things definitely lacking in the public service is good, solid data for us to make good decisions and analysis to change stuff. And hopefully the system will be able to get that. And part of the set of requirements provide for annual updates. The way we structure the job evaluation equates tender and vehicle. The purchasing of that system was a vehicle. It was purchased in 1996. But there's no relationship to link the UK company to update the system on that. So it's a lot of things. We bought it off the towers and the government. So we don't have that relationship. In fact, they have progressed to a web-based system, which we're hoping to look at. What are the they took it way beyond what the traditional system. And that's, I think it's the area to grab in terms of how much things we need to have spoken about. Worker rights versus worker internal sense of performance, I think that's it. But I want to also mean, in terms of the collective bargaining practice, we don't just take all of these issues to the collective bargaining practice. There's a clear separation. We have the regulation policy in the public service, which defines matters for collective in terms of the act of only deal with matters in this position. But unfortunately, sometimes these issues are roped into the negotiation process, and for us, the only way to deal with it is to move them out. And how do you move them out is you start sending kind of an agreement to them. And not an ideal way, but it's sometimes necessary if you want an agreement. And that was the argument around the public sector. The public sector comment was an opposition. All of these issues from the political bargaining environment to an environment outside of political bargaining with a mutual with a view of finding a mutual resolution to the The job evaluation equates agreed. I mean the remuneration policy provides for them that which we have to the idea of government to issue regulations on those jobs. We've done that. All jobs that are charged lawfully made, for example, teachers. We then do a job evaluation and the ministry issues it off the answer. The only problem is the minister doesn't have any authority to issue this kind of determination. It's just the issue that they have. And we know in Dolmar of the night there's no obligation on the part of the teachers. And that's what it is. So we're hoping once the remuneration policy is adopted, we'll be able to enforce the pension. normally never we start in October, and then we start in we normally start with the department with a presentation from National Treasury, from National Treasury in terms of the budget process. So we get an official from National Treasury that's going to have to work on the budget process, the budget process before October. Remember you're talking in October of previous year, the adjustment is July following. So we still have time to influence the budget. So they come into a presentation to all of them. This time around, they just refuse to anything because they want. Now all of those things clearly indicate for us that we're going to change this way of going. There was just no willingness to budget. In the previous system, so this year there was no willingness. So we normally align with the money and the system. And, but we also need to accept the budget is a parliamentary process. And negotiations is a separate process. And negotiations are not really into the parliamentary process. And labor and the economic system. So there are those dynamics, but we try to align these. Do you think we've done things different taking time around? That's a difficult question. From my view, I think we tried as hard as possible as we could to get data to understand what we were trying to achieve. Unfortunately, it took us down a different path in terms of getting to that point, although we did get to the current time. I'm not sure whether we would have done anything differently, because it's a question of how labor was approaching from their side. And because of that particular approach, we have to respond as well. The one thing I believe, though, is we should have done this, and we should have started working with them, and our logistics of differently to come involved again, is the question of communication. Is ensuring that the moment we start taking the proposal, we get to make the recommendation. Because at no stage would the labor communicate these things exactly the way we're doing. And we didn't want to always take that part. But I believe now it's important to start communication earlier than before to ensure that we're the recommendation. I'm not sure if you're always going to do it.
Okay.
Greek government is very different from the Greek government. No supports are anything in the class. You must come as an individual intervention everywhere. Because that applies to all on the side of the nation. When you wanted to intervene, you are ready. Now today, the situation must be clean out. That does not mean that you can. Maybe this COVID must try to stop the same way. But the way in which you are in negotiation must be different. You can't get a rugby player in a rugby. It does not. It makes to lose for the minister to lose the team in this whole process. They are looking to lose. But I don't think you must be able to now. But it comes from that people are going to be open enough to help them with the title. That will be my advice. And for the first time, you had, you know, the public service being supported. Often you try to ask, you need to study why the public. For me, that reflects a much bigger socio-economic problem that you need to understand. You should reach to the other two areas that I have studied. Not that we have a fuller complete discussion. All tests, you know, labor nation never as well as the political setup. Because you can't have a situation where the public so often support right action and you have to suffer against a new government still yet is supposed to be attracting anything society problems. It creates a very alarming state of
affairs. Yeah, also for homework. Many masters agree. I want to call government. I give them a homework that I find them wrong. I thought that there were no minimum service agreements in place. And how fast are they sitting on the issue? Sorry.
I think
the
reality is that this committee was never given. Anything like that. We're talking about it. But there's a committee